Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, July 19th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened." There is something almost disappointing about the image Jesus chooses to describe the kingdom of heaven. We might expect him to speak of mighty armies, magnificent temples, blazing miracles, or kings seated upon glorious thrones. Instead, he points to a woman quietly kneading dough in her kitchen. A small amount of yeast disappears into a large batch of flour. Once mixed in, it can no longer be seen, yet slowly, silently, invisibly, it transforms everything. This is the way God often works. We live in a culture that values what is immediate, dramatic, and visible. We measure success by numbers, influence, recognition, and results. We often want God to act in the same way. We pray and hope for sudden breakthroughs, obvious signs, and unmistakable victories. Yet Jesus teaches that the kingdom usually grows differently. The greatest works of grace often happen in hidden places. A quiet prayer offered before dawn. A word of forgiveness spoken after years of hurt. A parent patiently teaching a child to love God. A priest faithfully celebrating Mass for a small congregation. A lonely person choosing hope instead of despair. None of these actions may seem significant, yet they carry within them the life of God, and that life possesses a transforming power beyond anything we can see. Contemplative spirituality invites us to notice this hidden activity of grace. The contemplative heart learns to trust what is unfolding beneath the surface. It recognizes that God is often doing his deepest work. There is little noise and no applause. The yeast does not force the dough to rise. It simply remains present and active. In the same way, God's grace quietly permeates our lives. Much of spiritual growth occurs beyond our awareness. We may not feel ourselves becoming holier. We may not notice dramatic changes. Yet through daily prayer, the sacraments, acts of charity, and faithful perseverance, God is slowly transforming us from within. Many saints experienced long periods during which they saw little evidence of spiritual progress. Yet God was working in secret. Consider a farmer planting seeds. After sowing, he looks over the field and sees only bare soil. Days pass. Nothing appears to happen. But beneath the surface, life is stirring. Roots are forming. Growth has already begun. So it is with the soul. A woman once spent many years caring for her husband, who suffered from a debilitating illness. Day after day, she prepared meals, administered medications, listened to the same stories, and attended to countless needs. Few people noticed her sacrifices. She sometimes wondered whether her life had any larger purpose. After her husband's death, family members gathered and shared memories. One by one, they spoke of how her quiet faithfulness had inspired them. A grandson entered the seminary because of her struggle and her example. A daughter returned to the church after witnessing her patience. A neighbor found faith through conversations with her over morning coffee. The woman had never seen the full impact of her love. Like yeast hidden in dough, grace had been at work all along. This parable also speaks to the church itself. At times we may become discouraged by scandals, divisions, declining numbers, or cultural opposition. We may wonder whether the kingdom is advancing at all. Yet Christ assures us that his kingdom continues to grow. The yeast remains alive. The Holy Spirit continues to transform hearts. The gospel continues to reach souls. The Eucharist continues to nourish the faithful. The saints continue to emerge from ordinary lives. The kingdom often advances in ways the world cannot measure. Perhaps today Jesus invites us to stop demanding visible proof of God's work and instead learn the patience of faith. He asks us to trust that grace is active even when we cannot see the results. He invites us to become yeast ourselves, small instruments through whom his love can quietly transform the world. Every act of kindness, every prayer, every sacrifice offered in love becomes part of God's hidden work. Nothing done in Christ is ever wasted. The kingdom is already among us, rising silently, steadily, and irresistibly until all creation is renewed in him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you reveal that your kingdom grows quietly like yeast hidden in dough. Teach us to trust your hidden work within our hearts and within your church. When we become discouraged by slow progress or unseen results, give us the eyes of faith to recognize your grace at work. Make us instruments of your transforming love in our families, our communities, and our world. May we faithfully cooperate with your Spirit each day, knowing that even the smallest acts of love can help bring and build your kingdom. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with your friends and family, and join me here each day in my hermitage as we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.